This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, they'll start jumping again on the NBA season. They did technically last night in La La Land. Not only was LeBron James not effective in the final 5 seconds, launching two missed three-pointers with his team down to the Charlotte Hornets, and I think the number I saw was like one of 29 since becoming a Laker in the last 5 seconds of a tied game or something like that. Not good. But also, Luka Doncic was terrible last night. Terrible. I had like 5 turnovers in the first 5 minutes of the game. Just awful. The Lakers have lost to the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets in back-to-back games sandwiched around the All-Star break. How's that championship run going, boys? Why don't you bring back Bronny? That's the answer. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with 3 friends and $20,000 in spending money. That's a lot of cash, guys. For the first 2 rounds of the college basketball tournament, you'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. I want to get into something that Ben Standing threw out about salary cap analysis with some of the key commanders. Also, just one other quick thing, back to the Four Nations face-off. Candace Buckner in the post, very front left corner, bottom of today's sports section, had a piece. And basically it's titled, "Who Cares About the Four Nations Final?" And with a question mark, she said, "The players." And that's the draw. And I think this is like a bitch slap to the face of NBA players that don't care, that seemingly don't care. Because she points out, you know, yet the players in this game still care. So that's why we'll be watching. Meaning NBA ratings way down, or All-Star game ratings way down. The most common perception is the players don't care, which is not entirely untrue. But this, because the players care, will be watching. I think there's much more to that than just the players care. The style of play is out of this world, which lends itself from they care. But you can care and not be very good or not execute or not want to run yourself through a brick wall. But more importantly, I do think, listen, the nationalistic pride thing, right? Every time we get Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics, any kind of international competition, people are always trying to root for their home country. There's some like semblance of pride. You know, I mean, there just is, right? I mean, I know Alex Ovechkin has had a controversial past with, you know, with Russia and his home country, but he's very proud to be a Russian. I can't tell him not to be. You know, I was born in the United States. I don't walk around, you know, I don't walk around with the American flag draped on me. I just don't. I mean, I salute, you know, I national anthem. I stand respectfully. I'm proud to be an American. I'm not happy with a lot of things, but I don't walk around just, you know, oh, I'll only buy something if it's tagged made in the USA. I don't do that. We're all different. We're all different. But as we talked about with Steve Wino, part of the reason why this tournament has worked and has been a smashing success is because NBA players can be from different countries other than the United States. Like Anthony Edwards, right? Isn't he from Canada? I don't know if he's got the same pride in his country. I have no idea. I don't know him, but I don't know if he walks around like thinking about, you know, the country of Canada, the country that he was born in. Oh, it's SGA. Okay, I thought it was Anthony Edwards. My bad on that. Okay, my bad. I was getting two superstars confused. Thank you, AMAC. Appreciate it. I don't know if SGA walks around, you know, with a Canadian. I don't know. I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. I just don't know. But hockey players, I know. I've covered the sport long enough. I've been in locker rooms. I've talked to enough of them. I've seen the fabric play out. That's why. Like, if you did an NBA U.S. versus the world, what we talked about earlier this week, would they really care? I mean, you got Kyrie Irving who wants to go play for Australia. You think he cares about? I mean, he's just doing that to be weird and to be Kyrie. He's not doing that because he's got national pride. They don't care the same way. So I don't think it's as easy as just, well, you know, put athletes up for their home country. I mean, most athletes do, but not every athlete does. And I think that's part of the problem with the NBA. My sense, my gut tells me they don't care about that like other sports do. I could be totally wrong. I mean, obviously, Steph Curry cared about Team USA in the Summer Olympics. But is that just kind of Steph Curry? Is that others? Do others care as much? I don't know. My sense is, again, I don't think they do. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's get to Danny in D.C. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Danny?
Pretty good, man. Once again, man, you do a great job.
Thank you.
I think at this point, you know, I'm ready to just see what happens. And just, I'm not worried about the Lawrence Taylor thing. Not worried about the Lawrence Taylor thing.
Okay.
But I'm really just focused on, like, where this team goes next. I mean, it'd be nice to grab Debo, but if you can't grab him, just keep building and don't bring any big personality on the takeover. You know what's already been built here.
Well, let me ask you this: being that you went to wide receiver, okay? So let me ask you this: if I said to you, Stephon Diggs wants to come home, right? He played at Maryland. He's had a great NFL career, very talented, coming off of a significant knee injury, right? And he's up there in age. Would you want to bring that kind of polarizing force into this locker room? I would not.
Nah, I'm not. I'm okay on him too. I think he's lost a step, in my opinion. But I mean, he's still a, you know, serviceable receiver. I think I want you know younger talent or someone a little more. You know, I would rather have a Christian Kirk than a Stephon Diggs. Even though, you know, they're probably equal, and maybe Diggs may have a little more upside. But I think that the way we at right now, we just need someone that's going to come and send them all. I actually don't even want, like, the Devontae Adams of the world either. I want someone I
Well, that's another that's another interesting name, though, right? Because you figure he's going to want to. I mean, you would think he's probably going to want to go wherever Aaron Rodgers winds up. But you got to trade for him. Like, he's under contract. He's not a free agent, you know. And you mentioned Christian Kirk, whose name we mentioned a couple of times yesterday and once earlier today. He's got, just like, for instance, just because I haven't given it out yet, he's 29. He's got one more year left on his contract. $15.5 million base, $7.88 prorated signing bonus, which would not be the Commanders' responsibility, and I think $500,000 per game in roster bonus. So his salary cap hit for the Commanders this year, if they were to choose to trade for him, would be like $17 million, somewhere in that range. Now, if he gets released, which is possible, right? Because it's a new regime in Jacksonville, maybe they just don't like him. Maybe they just want to, you know, cut whatever they can. If he gets released, again, like, they could work out a new contract, and maybe that's your best option, where you kind of control the negotiations. But I still think you could, if you wanted to, trade for him. I believe I have this right. Again, he would cost you roughly about 16 and change under the cap this year, and he would be a free agent after this year.
Yeah, I think I like him more as a, you know, as a cap casualty or them cutting him. I don't know. I mean, just having that uncertainty of, you know, just that 1 year.
I understand.
I want a culture fit guy. He seems like he, you know, he's a team-friendly guy. He plays, like, you know, the way he presents himself. But I don't know for a year if that makes that much sense, from my opinion.
Well, not to mention coming off of an injury. Not to mention coming off of an injury. And, you know, again, so you don't know what that kind of robs him of. But one thing I will say is, I mean, it would probably come down to Cliff Kingsbury's evaluation of him. If Cliff went to Adam and said, look, man, I love this kid. He's a great hard worker. He fit in seamlessly. We need a number two or 1A or whatever. We can, you know, we can get him pretty cheap, I mean, even whether he's a free agent, whether he's a trade, whatever the case might be. But that, again, it requires the Jacksonville Jaguars to give up on him. So to me, like, that's something that we deal with and confront when they make it clear that they're going to move on. Not that we know the 49ers are moving on from Debo. We know the Rams are moving on from Cooper Kupp. That's more controllable in my eyes than Christian Kirk. But that's just the way I kind of operate.
No, I think I like how you break it down. But, like, the Cooper Kupps of the world, the Debos, I just like those types of skill sets. Like, I know exactly what I'm getting. Christian Kirk just feels like a better version of De'Ami Brown, to be honest. So
I hear
want
you.
Something that I you know, so
I hear you. Thanks for the buzz.
That direction. Yeah.
No, I hear you. Good call. Thanks. There's a lot going on in the background there, so I just tried to make it work as best we could, and it's not perfect, but I just wanted to give you a chance. I appreciate the phone call, Danny. Yeah, Kirk, 27 catches, 379 yards, and one touchdown last year. The injury, I don't remember exactly what it was, so I'm just looking it up here. A broken collarbone. So that see, there's certain injuries that worry me. Like, I would be petrified to invest anything in Stephon Diggs. Petrified. Right? A broken collarbone for a receiver doesn't really worry me at all. It's significant. Any injury is any injury, and he does have a little bit of an injury past, right? And I guess there is a rumor that they are considering moving on, you know, from him. But to me, I don't look at Christian Kirk as being a guy I don't want to be necessarily in the business of. I'm thinking that Cliff had, you know, again, a good feel for him, one, Two, that he's not necessarily significantly injury prone. Again, he's had other injuries, but he has not had, I don't think, he has had, I mean, he's had a groin injury. I'm trying to look it up here. You know, obviously the collarbone injury. He did go out actually the year before that. I should point that out. Forgot about that. I mean, he's had some injuries. Listen, guys get injured. Cooper Kupp gets injured all the time. Deebo Samuel gets injured all the time, or a lot, banged up all the time. Noah Brown, injured all the time. Guys get hurt. Like, some guys are more brittle than others. Some guys are more unlucky than others. Now, he does play primarily out of the slot, right? But he can play outside. He seems like a pretty good dude from what I can tell. I don't know his personality all that much. But the bottom line is, I would imagine Kingsbury has a favorable review on him. Again, everybody can see the football player, right? And what he does on tape. What he works, what he does in the meeting rooms, what he does behind the scenes. That's something Cliff Kingsbury can tell you. So that's pretty much where I think that decision comes down to. All right, 3:19, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. I got to give you something on the Wizards that I promised from today. And again, the front cover of the Post Sports section, which I rarely look at, honestly. But I was kind of scratching my head for ideas and stuff to talk about today. And I saw this and I wanted to bring it up. Because I think it's interesting. So we'll touch on that next, plus grab a couple of your final phone calls on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. We're heading there. It's always a little tribute out to the late, great Coach John Thompson, who used to end his show right here on this very radio station. With that, along with the DOC and Al Koken and Sapienza and whoever else was aboard at different times on that show. So I was like, when we can play, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Plus, it means it's almost quitting time, eh, Mac? Well, I mean, we like what we do. It's just, you know, like you have a shelf life, right? Like you want to be your freshest, you know? We got a big hockey game tonight to lock into, you know? I got to go figure out how I'm going to drive home through an hour and a half of traffic, get to the gym,
yeah,
cook dinner,
mm-hmm.
And get my rather large derriere on the couch with a vodka cranberry in tow and not fall asleep and watch 60 plus minutes maybe of hockey. Great hockey.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I wanted to get to this. You know what? I teased this about the Wizards. I'm going to get to the Wizards in a sec. Standing in The Athletic wrote this, and, you know, in some way, shape, or form, we've talked about all of this, but I just wanted to kind of just synopsis it, if that makes sense. Just give a quick little, like, where we're at. He's talking about potential cuts, casualties, what have you, to the Commanders roster, guys that are still under contract. We know 29 guys aren't, what have you. And he lists, based on over the cap or spot track, the cap charges the savings, the dead money, for each player, and then does a little bit. And just, again, Jonathan Allen is a very popular potential cap casualty, and we all understand why, but he's their best defensive lineman. If you're already weak and compromised there, do you want to be? I mean, like, maybe their run defense would have been a lot better if John Allen didn't have to miss 8 weeks. And I know what you're going to say. Well, it wasn't good in the playoffs either. And yes, you're also taking on Jahmyr Gibbs and Saquon Barkley. It was pretty good against Tampa. It wasn't bad outside of one drive. And again, he's just one guy. But a cap charge of $22.5 million, a savings if they let him go, $16.47 million. A dead cap charge of $6 million. Right? And as Ben points out, and I just said it, and I didn't even read this until now, Washington's defensive line requires talent additions, yet the team may cut ties with its best tackle. I'll go so far to say it's not the best tackle. It's the best defensive lineman. Right? Who's better than Jonathan Allen? Not Daron Payne. No offense, not Dante Fowler, not Dorrance Armstrong, not Javonte Jean-Baptiste, not Johnny Newton. You want me to keep going? I mean, like, I know fans don't love Jonathan Allen. I got it. He's better than all of those guys I just mentioned, which is part of the problem. I mean, nothing is guaranteed. You know, I don't know. I mean, to me, I would do everything I could to keep Jonathan Allen. I mean, maybe a small contract extension that allows them to lower the cap number this year. I mean, of $22.47 million, somehow if you could get it, I don't know, to $15 million or somewhere in that range. You know, so that it lowers the hit. I mean, he's only 30, right? Deron Payne's contract runs through 2026, so you still got two more years left. And a cap charge of $26.17 million this year. Deron Payne's not going anywhere, I don't think, because it's kind of prohibitive to cut him, which forces the hand, if you will, on Jonathan Allen. But again, I think there's a way you can supplement and add to this defensive line while also not keeping or not letting Jonathan Allen go. I'd much rather Deron Payne go, but that's not happening. At least I don't see that happen. I don't think anybody else does. Because you'd be taking on a massive dead cap hit, $26-plus million. So to me, the plan would be sign Allen to a reasonable extension, lower the cap number from 22.5 to 14, 15, somewhere in that range. Make it more doable. Make it more feasible. Then add to the defensive line at both edge and interior. That's what my plan would be. They don't have enough as is with Allen. If you cut Allen, you're going to be making a problem worse. At least that's the way I see it. Listen, people keep talking about them moving on from Marshon Lattimore, as and Ben notes, cap charge of $18 million, savings of $18 million, no debt. It's easy to move on from Marshon Lattimore, with the exception of the fact that he got here hurt. He was hurt worse than they thought. They planned all along for this to be, hey, man, we don't want to have to go into the draft pool or the free agent pool desperately searching for edge and corner help. This is our guy. You got to give him a chance. Yet, there are people that believe there's a decent chance, small chance, I don't know, that he won't be here. I don't see it. I mean, they traded a few draft picks for him. Again, there's no cap savings. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. There's an $18 million cap savings. My bad. There's no dead cap money. There's no dead cap money. I don't know. To me, the notion that we should give up on Marshon Lattimore because he did not look good in a couple of games that he actually played in, and because he was more hurt than they thought, I don't know. I mean, Noah Igbinoghene is a free agent. Ben St. Juice is a free agent. Michael Davis is a free agent. I mean, it's not like you have a bunch of guys on the roster. Yes, you can go out and draft your version of Quinyon Mitchell. Is that going to be available at 29? I don't know. But the bottom line is this. You can't just trade away what you traded away and then decide, oh, hey, man, he was worse than we thought. Let's not make a bad decision. Worse. Can't you cut him midway through the year if it's really bad again? I guess I could see that. Now, I don't see that. I just don't. All right, we'll get more into that tomorrow because there's other things and other situations that I wanted to get into. But first, a trending alert, final one of the afternoon, and then we will come back and wrap things up with a little Wizards. And as well, we'll try and get back to the calls here at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
All right,
the big news from the NBA. Victor Wembanyama, deep vein thrombosis in his shoulder after the All-Star weekend. He is done for the rest of the season, so says the San Antonio Spurs. They're calling it a form of a blood clot, and it will be treated with blood-thinning medication. They are confident that he can come back. They thought he could heal it with rest, according to ESPN, but the symptoms continued to persist. And again, he shut down. The reigning rookie of the year, an all-star for the first time this year, averaging 24.3 points a game and 11 rebounds. So obviously a big blow to any shot that the Spurs have of rallying and making the playoffs. Meanwhile, Bobby Portis, of the Milwaukee Bucks, who are here tomorrow night at Capital One Arena to open up the second half of the NBA season. He won't be suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy. Of course, he is an NBA champion from their 2021 title year, tested positive for tramadol, a medication used to treat severe pain among adults. The Four Nations face-off in the NHL comes to a finale tonight in Boston at TD Garden. USA versus Canada for all the marbles, baby. We will see who is the best country out of the four in the nation and the world as it all gets settled in Beantown. And finally, the New Orleans Saints continue to raid the Eagles staff. They've hired Doug Nussmeier as their new offensive coordinator to serve under Kellen Moore. He was most recently with the Eagles as their quarterbacks coach, and that's what's trending. Linnell Willingham is coming up at 4 o'clock in place of Craig Hoffman. He is going to tell you how LeBronny James alone is going to save the Lakers' sinking ship. Because Luka Doncic hasn't been able to do it. They've lost to two horrible teams sandwiched around the All-Star break in the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets. LeBronny James is the only perceived, he's the only realistic answer, right? I mean, somebody's got to save the ship. Somebody's got to save the good ship, Laker. The Titanic. Oh, baby. I teased him in the hallway. I said, oh, good to see you. I said, we were just talking about you. We weren't, really. And I just made it up. I said we were just, he said, what do you mean? I said, well, we were just talking about how LeBronny James was going to save the Lakers. And he goes, you're such a... And I started to think to myself, maybe I am. Maybe I'm worse than I think I am. I like to have a little fun. I like to poke the bear a little bit. Like to... you know, shake things up. Shake it up. Scotty Farrell style. I don't think I'm in. I think you guys got the wrong impression of me if you think I am. Because I don't think I am. As a matter of fact, I'll go one step further. Not only do I not think I am, I know I'm not. I know I've got a good heart. Everybody likes me. Around here, anyway. Maybe you don't like me. Because you think, oh, my opinions are too rough. Eh, you hate the Redskins. Me. That's on you. That's a you problem, not a me problem. Hey, Mac, do you like me?
Yeah, I enjoy working with you.
I enjoy working with you too, my friend.
Let's hug.
I appreciate you. Let's hug. Daniel, do you like me? Mm-hmm. You like me? Okay. All right. Let's go. You just don't like when I rip on the Atlanta Falcons, right? Okay. All right. Anyway, Dum Dum of the Day coming up soon. It's going to have a little sports theme to it, as we try and do. Sometimes we're lucky, sometimes we're not. So I opened up the post today. Again, just had a little extra time as I was preparing for the show and looking for stuff. And Varun Shankar, I believe is how you say his name. And Arthur Galasha, never heard of him. Varun, I've heard of. He's their beat reporter. So they did this breakdown with the chart about the Wizards' struggles, and it's titled "Losing is the Wizards' Way." It could be their way out. And one thing I did not realize, and I guess I should have thought this or should have known this, the Wizards had the lowest winning percentage of all franchises in the NBA in this century. Let me repeat that. In this century, not this year, in this century, what year is it? 2025? This century is now into its, what, 25th year, right? Logic would tell us that. In this century, the Wizards have the lowest winning percentage of all franchises since January 1st, 2000. I mean, I knew it was bad. I had no idea it was that bad. Honestly, I didn't. I don't keep up enough with that stuff. But that's per basketballreference.com and the Post. Of course, we know they haven't won 50 or more games since 1978, 79, which is when they won the championship. Of course, we know that they were, you know, largely mishandled by Ernie Grunfeld. Some people think Tommy Shepard was clueless. I don't. I think Tommy Shepard had the right idea. I think he was the victim of terrible injuries and some circumstance and some bad decisions. Johnny Davis was a bad decision. The bottom line is, like this, I think everybody understood that it was going to be a lean couple of years. My issue with the Wizards continues to be what their biggest issue is, and it's not that they're not getting good fast enough, they're not developing players fast enough, they don't have that generational, game-changing superstar yet, and that's all true. My problem all along has been, hey man, you can't be as uncompetitive as they are in a lot of these games. And here's further data. The Wizards are 9-45. And again, according to basketballreference.com and the Washington Post, they've lost 39 of those 45 games by double digits.
This guy stinks!
More this team stinks, but this guy could stink too. Something stinks. It ain't me. I put on cologne today. I put on deodorant. I shower every day. I know it's not me. The team sucks. We all knew it was going to suck. We all knew it was going to be bad. We all can handle some losing. And quite honestly, it's been a year and a half now of really bad losing. If you thought 35 wins the previous 2 years under Tommy Shepard with bad injury luck was bad, well, you know, you get what you kind of deserve, right? For those of you that wanted them to hit the reset button, the implode button, tear it all apart, and they didn't even really completely do that. They've kind of done it on the fly while trying to be competitive, and it's worked out so far horribly. Through a year and a half, it's worked out horribly because it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to be uncompetitive. And again, 39 of 45, and I knew it was bad, did not realize it was that bad. 39 of 45 have been lost by double digits. And before the last seven-game stretch, and they've lost now four in a row at home, but very competitive, much better on the road, at home. Again, they've lost four in a row at home, but they've been much better and much more competitive. Before that last seven-game stretch, so again, the first 47 games of the year, again, they were getting, not every game, but they were getting annihilated in some games from the very get-go, from the very start. They lost by 41 points. We were talking about SGA. AMAC, you brought up SGA, born in Canada, by the way. They lost in Oklahoma City by 41 points on January 12th. Now, again, not a surprise to lose to Oklahoma City. Not a surprise to lose by double digits. You can't lose by 41. You just cannot allow that. They lost by 38 in the game before the three-game winning streak. That was at home, back-to-back nights, Toronto and was it the Lakers? I think it was Toronto and the Lakers. I'd have to double check that. But I think it was Toronto and the Lakers. And again, they were annihilated from minute one in those games. Like, they weren't even showing up. One thing to lose, as we keep saying, as teams, better teams wear you down, you're in the fourth quarter, they pull away, better talent, better depth, better coaching, better this, better that. Understandable. Again, you'd like the results to be better. You'd like to not lose 39 out of your 45 games by 10 points or more. But it's understandable. It is inexcusable to be as bad as they've been at the start of games. Now, again, the last 7 games, they've been much better. Somebody somewhere realized exactly what the old rooster was talking about and crowing about and got the message across, because they've been much better. Now, we'll see what happens tomorrow night with the Bucks. That's, again, Kyle Kuzma comes back. No Bobby Portis. Maybe, what's his name that they got in the trade? Not Drew Holiday. I always want to call him Drew Holiday. Middleton. Chris Middleton. Maybe he makes his debut. I don't know. But the bottom line is this. Nobody signed up to get annihilated in 95% of your games. Nobody signed up for that. Nobody wants that. Nobody thinks that's cool. Nobody thinks that's, hey, let's develop guys. And this is what all the knuckleheads out there that kept screaming and calling for Ted to hit the implode button didn't understand, is that it was going to be really bad. And that you were not only going to lose 60-plus games, but you were going to lose by double digits very often. You weren't going to lose by a basket every night. You were going to lose more cases than not by 10-plus points. And it's what nobody understood. It's one thing to lose and not win. It's another thing to get blown out and annihilated. And the Wizards have proven that the future is not bright, but is hopeful. But the recent past, i.e. a year and a half, was worse than anybody thought it would be, by far. And again, I keep saying, you deserve this. Not you people that go to Capital One Arena and spend your hard-earned money and root for them to win. But you that don't go, that don't support the team, that don't listen, don't watch, but yet still criticize and still say the only way to get better, the only way, not the best way, the only way to get better is to lose 70 games a year, well, your opinion is invalid in my eyes. Come back, close up shop here on a Thursday, little dum-dum of the day action, and then we'll make way for the L train. Linnell Willingham coming up next. All right, we are wrapping it up on a Thursday, a feisty Thursday. Great job out of AMAC today and always. I appreciate him very much. Great job out of you, those that understand what we do around here, right? And we are more than just a football radio station. Trust me, we cannot talk football 24/7, 365. But we can talk about sending you to Las Vegas. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with 3 friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Hey, Mac, you know what time it is, right? Oh, yes. Remember all the big-time athletes, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow, that were having their homes broken into and ransacked? Well, authorities have cracked the case. After months of working on the case, trying to figure out who did it. According to an unsealed federal complaint, criminal complaint, that was filed against 7 Chilean men who are allegedly the perpetrators, They use cell phone records, GPS, and iCloud data to link the suspects to the theft of almost $3 million in luxury goods from homes involving Joe Burrow and Bobby Portis, who we've mentioned a couple of times today, suspended 25 games by the NFL. Not a great day. Not a great recent last couple of months if you're Bobby Portis. But here's how they solved it. A selfie? Yes. The seven Chilean men took a selfie.
You're just a loser or a jackass. You can be A or B.
In one of the homes, believed to be Bobby Portis's home, and that's how they were able to tie a nationwide crackdown and attempt to identify the perpetrators for all of these celebrity athlete homes and millions of dollars worth of merchandise missing. They were able to track them down because of a selfie. I've seen the selfie. It's pretty impressive, with the exception of if you just kind of ignore the fact that they were pretty stupid. And that's what they were. So congratulations to you guys. Not only are you career criminals, but you're also dumb. Dumbasses. Yeah, listen, here's the deal. If you're going to do something like that, not that I would be suggesting it, don't take a selfie. Don't do it. Don't do it. Pretty easy. Don't do it. All right, that's going to do it for us. Again, thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Steve Wino from the Associated Press. Great spot with him. If you missed any of it, including a very passionate first hour plus on the Four Nations face-off. I can't wait for this game. I hope it's a great game. That's what I'm rooting for. Not necessarily USA or Canada, although I'm rooting slightly for USA. I am rooting for a great hockey game because I love the sport of hockey. And I hope you will watch at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN and ESPN Plus. All right, we'll see you tomorrow back here at 1. Adios.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.